Title: Friday Development, New Sanctions and Export Controls to Address Russia's Ongoing Aggression in Ukraine, Including the Use of Iranian UAVs. Content: In response to Russia's ongoing aggression in Ukraine, both the United States and the European Union have imposed additional sanctions and further restricted exports to Russia and Iran. These new controls span many industries. U.S. sanctions. The U.S. Department of Treasury, Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, has implemented a host of new Russia sanctions. OFAC designated over 100 entities and individuals found to support Russia's war against Ukraine. It also sanctioned Russia's metals and mining sector. While over 80% of Russia's banking sector is already sanctioned, OFAC designated over a dozen more financial institutions and wealth management-related entities. Sanctioned persons include actors that have attempted to evade sanctions to enable Russia to gain access to the international financial system. OFAC also sanctioned Russian aerospace companies and carbon fiber producers. See Specially Designated Nationals List, SDN List, Additions. Regarding the Russian metals and mining sector, OFAC used its authority under Presidential Executive Order 14024 to designate four entities for having operated in the sector. OFAC issued several general licenses to enable companies to wind down transactions with newly blocked entities. 2. U.S. export controls. In addition to the new OFAC sanctions, over 100 pages of new export control regulations were made effective immediately on February 24, 2023 by the Department of Commerce, Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS. Whether you read frustration into that sentence is in the eye of the beholder. However, we note industry will be grateful to learn that not all of the rules impose additional controls, but rather many are clarifications of the existing rules to make the regulations more user-friendly. New export controls on Russia and Belarus industrial sectors and luxury goods. The newest export restrictions on Russia and Belarus include new entity list designations and additional restrictions on industrial sectors and luxury goods. The entity list designations include many entities found to be Russian and Belarusian military end users, and Chinese entities that have significantly contributed to Russia's military and defense industrial base. See BIS additions of entities to the entity list final rule. The additional restrictions on exports are designed to better align the U.S. controls with those of U.S. allies to make the Export Administration Regulations, EAR, stronger, more effective, and easier to understand. Easier to understand is always welcome. Moreover, some of the changes further support certain companies continuing to wind down or close operations in Russia. In part, the new BIS rules do the following: clarified that Supplement Number 2 to Part 746 Russian Industry Sector Sanctions includes exports to Belarus. Updated Supplements Number 2 and 4 to Part 746 to now use six-digit Harmonized Tariff Schedule, HTS, codes rather than Schedule B. Descriptions, for ease of reference. Expanded Supplement Number 2 to Part 746 to include any modified or designed parts, components, accessories, and attachments for the items listed, regardless of their HTS codes, though as always, and borrowing from the ITAR, screws, bolts, nuts, studs, etc. are excluded. Added 322 additional industrial items to those that require a license for export or re-export to or transfer within Russia or Belarus to Supplement Number 4 to Part 746. Russian and Belarusian industry sector sanctions. The items added include a variety of electronics, industrial machinery, and equipment, recognized Taiwan's implementation of measures against Russia and Belarus by adding Taiwan to Supplement Number 3 to Part 746 of the ER with the designation granting Taiwan full exclusion from certain requirements in 746.8 of the ER, as described in 746.8A4 and 5, clarified that 744.7, on restrictions of exports to and for the use of certain foreign vessels or aircraft, also extends to transfers, in country, in addition to exports and re-exports. clarified that the exclusion for mass market items controlled under ECCN 5A992 or 5D992 from the Russia and Belarus export controls when destined to certain affiliates of US or allied country companies also applies to luxury goods sanctioned under 746.10(a)(1), added a new case-by-case license rev.